The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm a little bit mystified on how little the regular season has meant in the hockey playoffs.
Watching regular season hockey is stupid. No one should do it.
It's a different game in the playoffs, and you see this every year, and that's why I like the hockey playoffs in general more than the NBA. It's because it is unpredictable. If you get a hot goalie can change a series. Because if he steals a couple games, now you only have to win two.
I think he's proven that he understands this offense. I think he's proven that he can play at a high level in the offense. He's been injured, and so he hadn't had an extended amount of time to do that. But I am comfortable with that.
When has he proven that he can play at a high level in the offense?
He realizes there's no alternative. I don't know if Tom Savage is better than Brandon Whedon. If you told me in 5 years we'll measure Tom Savage's career against Brandon Whedon's, if you told me Brandon Whedon had the better one, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
No, he's got a better pedigree.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And happy Friday. Weekend's almost here for some
Gotta get down on Friday, Fred.
Yeah, man, because it's Friday. And for some of you, the weekend's already started, so good for you. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you have a great one. Hope you've enjoyed the show so far. Two pretty good hours, I would say. All available at podcastarena.com. And, because, as usual, we went over with RJ. We didn't get to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but apparently, pretty soon you'll be able to order McNuggets from your phone. McDonald's is the latest to set up an app that will allow you to pay ahead of time and pick up your food without having to wait in line
for McDonald's. You don't have to wait that long at McDonald's.
No, that's the thing. It's kind of, and not that I ever go to McDonald's, but it doesn't seem like you have to wait that long there, right? That's the whole point of fast food, and nobody's food is faster than theirs.
Yeah, like Whataburger, that would be nice. And I think they have an app now.
Do they?
Yeah, but I've yet to use it, but they do have an app. But McDonald's, their food comes out really fast.
Yeah, because that's what the whole point is.
Like McDonald's and Taco Bell and Jack in the Box, they'll get their stuff out fast.
Taco Bell also has an app now.
Taco Bell will also, like, it's about 90% of the time I've ever eaten at Taco Bell, they've gotten something about my order wrong. I mean, that's just almost a given if I go to Taco Bell. They're going to get something wrong.
I don't think I have, I probably haven't had Taco Bell in 35 years.
35?
Yeah, since I was a teenager.
That's like in my lifetime, you haven't had Taco Bell.
No, I haven't.
That's how I got through high school. That was my lunch every day was like a Mexican pizza and a taco.
Domino's and Chick-fil-A have also been doing this for a while, and I've noticed... Can I ask the Domino's?
Isn't that just ordering a pizza?
Yeah. Hey, why do you need that? Well, no, but have you seen the commercials for that? With this, the most annoying, this guy is more annoying than Flo from Progressive, the kid in that commercial. John, you've had to have seen those, right?
Man, I don't watch much TV.
Oh, the guy with the dorky hair. I know you've seen these commercials. It's annoying as hell. He has the most punchable face I've seen since Mike Florio.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's the same guy from, what's that movie called? I mean, what's that show? I forgot. The show with the little kids on Netflix. What is that called? Stranger Things. Yeah, he's in Stranger Things.
Yeah, well, he looks stranger in the commercial. I'll just put it that way. So...
Yeah. How could I possibly be expected to go without Domino's on a day like this?
Yeah.
He's like trying to be fair.
Alexa, ask Domino's to place my easy order.
Ordering Domino's.
Life moves pretty fast.
If you can't track your pizza, you could miss it.
Really?
Where's Domino's ranked for you? Like,
ahead of...
Obviously, we're not talking about great pizza here.
Right.
But, like, if I give you Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, how do you rank those?
That order.
Papa John, Pizza Hut, Domino's?
Yeah.
John, what about you?
Same to me.
Okay. Papa John's is number one to me. I don't know about Pizza Hut. I don't like either one.
Yeah, I don't either. It's like, well, and to be honest, if I want pizza, I'm going to go to... Oh, you know what I did? I don't know if I told you this. I actually went back to Star Pizza for the first time since I got sick.
Did you get sick again?
I did not get sick again.
So it's back on the approved list?
It is back on the approved list.
Did you have deep dish?
I had deep dish, yes.
How was it?
Very good. I was
so good.
You know, it's not Lou Malnati's, but I was craving deep dish. So went there. I figured, okay, it's been 15 years since I got sick there. I should be okay.
Yeah.
And I've been missing out for 15 years.
Yeah, that's a good place, man. I like that. Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's better pizza options, but as far as delivery pizza?
Well, see, if I get delivery, I get Frank's.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you don't live in the burbs.
Sorry, yeah.
You've got the good life.
So what, no Taco Bell? You don't like Mexican food, Fred? I love Mexican food.
Stop calling Taco Bell Mexican food.
I eat it at, you know, El Tiempo and Ninfa's and places like that. I don't eat... Now, I'll tell you what, I'll get some of those breakfast tacos from Brothers sometimes. Those are terrific.
Yeah.
Brothers tacos. Oof. And I finally figured out what times to go where there's not a line. Because every time I drive by that place, there'd be like 20 people waiting in line outside. I finally figured out the exact times to go where there's 5 people. Now, I'm not sharing that, but Dustin has it. Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's. Really? Okay.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's some others that I would rate below Domino's, like Little Caesars.
That's really bad.
Chi-Chi's.
Oh, Cece's.
Cece's, yes. Those places I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's not good. But I will say sometimes I get drunk and I'm like, man, I'd really like to go to Cece's Pizza. But now Cece's, I don't really mess with it anymore because now there's Double Dave's everywhere. And if you want to go for the buffet, Double Dave's buffet is way greater than Cece's buffet.
Yeah, and that was a place when I had little kids. That was a good one to take them to because it was cheap pizza. Let's try a phone call. By the way, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, let us go to Kevin.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I don't understand why the GM of the Texans is doing what he's doing. I mean, you know, 9-7, okay, that's a great score. I mean, it's good, but for 4 years. And then why aren't they trying to collect up somebody that's worth a player as a quarterback.
Okay.
I think he's drunk every time he calls.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah, he's the guy that keeps calling about that TV show.
About the movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't have the answers for why Rick Smith does what he does. If we did, I think we'd be very rich.
He's not bad enough to say he's a bad GM.
Well, he is what the record says he is. He's a
middle of the road GM.
Right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, all right, we'll go through the Texans schedule next segment since we're already pretty late into this one. Somebody says, can you guys rate those pizzas in order for cold pizza? I kind of feel the same way about all of them. To be fair, I haven't eaten any of those since I think the last time I had Papa John's was either at a Texans game or something like that. I've never, okay. I don't order any of those. Because there's good places near me that deliver. So,
like, we'll do Papa John's when, like, if we're buying pizza for the whole baseball team or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. But, yeah, I don't remember the last time I ordered Domino's. I don't think I've been in that bad of a position in some time.
Well, Paolo's going snob on me. What's your favorite Mexican restaurant, Nefa's and El Tiempo or Tex-Mex? That's what I grew up with. That's what I consider Mexican is Tex-Mex. So, snob away. But there's a little place in Midtown that's authentic Mexican, Luna y Sol. I like them for authentic Mexican. But this is Texas, brother. I consider Tex-Mex Mexican food.
Hugo's on Westheimer, it's on Westheimer. It's like in Montrose area, is phenomenal, like authentic Mexican food. But it's also extremely expensive, and like they don't have queso or guacamole.
I prefer Tex-Mex to authentic Mexican. And that's what I grew up with, and there's good authentic Mexican, but I can get that when I'm out of town.
Yeah,
I prefer doing that then. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of people saying the same thing. Tex-Mex is way better than authentic Mexican. I think
they're both good, but
but that's what we grew up
in
with.
In Houston,
here.
I will rather eat Tex-Mex.
Let's give something away. How about a $25 Raising Cane's gift card since we're talking food, and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated, hand-battered, premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisinCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Caller 15. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will go through the Texans schedule. We have to do it. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to thank 409 said great article on sports and stuff today, Fred. Always enjoy your work. Thank you, man. I had some fun with that article. It's what we're about to do, where I broke down the Texans' schedule. But because it's silly to do it, I had some fun with it and just kind of basically tried to come up with something funny for every game. And if you get a chance, there's a lot of great stuff. Today, probably the most productive day we've had on the website in a long time, because I did that. You know, Lamont had a great update. Dustin, who tweets the show a lot, he wrote what we were talking about Mike Florio yesterday. He wrote an article on that that's been very popular. Got some NBA gambling on there from one of our guys. So if you want to get your gamble on this weekend. So just kind of a lot of stuff on the site today. So just get a few minutes tonight and you're looking for something to read. All good stuff. So let's do this. Let's go through the Texan schedule.
Let's do it.
And we start week one at Jacksonville, where Bill O'Brien is 6-0 against Jacksonville. I think the Jags are an improving team, but they still have Blake Bortles. And the comment I made is that all Tom Savage has to do is throw for 100 yards and not turn the ball over.
That's true.
And I give this one to the Texans.
But not turn the ball over is also key in there.
Yeah, well, we don't have to worry about him throwing touchdown passes because all he does is not throw touchdown passes.
Yeah.
So I say Texans win 1-0.
I agree with you.
All right. At Cincinnati, this is a short week. This is a primetime game, which usually means the Texans will lose. But in this game, I predicted Tom Savage pulls his pinky, loss for the season. Brandon Whedon comes in, plays well. Texans do what they always do against Cincinnati. They win 2-0.
That's sort of a toss-up game for
me. It is
me,
a toss-up game in reality.
But I tend to lean, yes, that's a win.
All right, so now everybody's excited. 2-0, big win, extra time. Going to Foxborough.
No.
Where they've only been outscored 88-22.
Let's just skip this one and go L. Not competitive.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I tried to set it up and be funny and say that, no, they don't have a chance. So now they're 2-1. Week 4, Tennessee at home. And I predicted in this game, Whedon gets hurt and the reins are handed over to fill in the blank. Deshaun Watson.
Whoever they drafted.
Deshaun Kizer, Mitch Trubisky, Pat Mahomes, Brad Kaya, whoever. But they eke out a win. So I have them 3-1.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that.
Okay. I actually have them starting out 5-1 before things start to fall apart. Yeah. Kansas City. Chiefs, I think, are better than the Texans.
By the way, the Tennessee game, maybe even more than the Cincinnati game, is a toss-up.
No, definitely a toss-up. Well, I think Kansas City's a toss-up, too, but it's at home. And I'm going to give that one to the Texans as well.
I'll take Kansas City in primetime.
All right. Week 6, what's the best thing you can see on your schedule when it's released?
The only thing better than the bye week is the Cleveland Browns.
Right, and I have the Texans winning that one.
I do, too.
So I have them 5-1 going into their bye week. You have them 4-2. I also have the Texans favored against the bye for the first time in the O'Brien era. Week 8 at Seattle. Once again, hopes are high with the 5-1 start. They go up there and Seattle houses them.
Yeah.
I don't think this one's close. Week 9, Indy at home. I think the Texans somehow find a way to win this one at home. So at this point, I have them 6-2 and everything is looking great.
See, I can't picture them starting off 3-0 in division again. I'll say they'd lose this one to the Colts.
Okay. Week 10 at Los Angeles. Son of bum.
Mm-hmm.
I say the Rams beat their butts. I think.
Oh, God.
I mean, the Rams
are going to be improved, and the Rams are solid defensively.
And Wade Phillips' first year with the defense is always good. I say this is a game the Texans go out there and lose, and this is where things start to unravel after the brilliant 6-2 start. So I have them losing.
I have them winning that game.
Okay. Arizona at home. 2 years ago, I would have said they get their butt whipped here, but I think the Cardinals are closer to last year's Cardinals than 2 years ago's Cardinals. And the Texans will get after Carson Palmer. I think this is a win.
I think it's a win, too.
All right. Week 12 at Baltimore. Remember the last time the Texans won in Baltimore?
No.
Because it hasn't happened. So I will take that as a loss as well. Week 13 at Tennessee. This is where, I think the divisions start turning into splits here for them. I think they lose at Tennessee.
Okay. I agree with that.
All right. Week 14, San Francisco.
I think they're going to end up 3-3 in division.
I think I have them 4-2, but okay. We still have games left. Week 14, San Francisco.
San Francisco is horrible.
This is where I said the Brian Hoyer revenge tour makes a stop at NRG. And the revenge is a dish best served cold. Hoyer is a dish best served never at all. Win for the Texans.
Win for the Texans.
Okay, so now that's 8 wins. Looking pretty good, right?
Yes.
At Jacksonville.
I don't think I have 8 wins, by the way.
Well,
I think I'm under.
I'm
John, you haven't been keeping track of me, have you? I haven't either.
I'm at 8 right now.
Okay.
And this will be win number 9 at Jacksonville, where the Jags, I think, are going to be better by this stage of the season, but Bortles is going to Bortle. Texans win this one. 9 wins. 5 losses, looking good for the playoffs.
Okay.
Then we have Pittsburgh at home. Steelers are going to do the Texans here. That's a loss.
I think so, too.
And then week 17 at Indianapolis. And I joke that I think by now Andrew Luck is in a wheelchair, but he still throws for 400 yards. Colts win that one. 9-7.
I've got 8-8.
I got 9-7. I like my chances better than yours because you know what I have on my side? History.
That's true.
Consistency.
Yes, consistent. Consistent winners.
They are that.
Now, realistically, I think there's about 4 games that could go either way that I have going one way or the other. That's always the case. But
I think there might even be more than that because I think that I would say both Titans games, both Colts games, I wouldn't be surprised one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, and I think Jacksonville could win one of those games. I think they could split with Jacksonville this year.
Oh, that'd be disaster. If they do that, they're not an 8-8 team.
Kansas City to me is a coin flip. Cincinnati's a coin flip.
Cincy is for sure. I don't know that Kansas City is. I think Kansas City's just better than them.
Well, they were better than them last year, and the Texans still beat them pretty handily at home.
Arizona, I think, could be sort of a coin flip.
Yeah, I don't know what Arizona's going to be. I don't know what Baltimore's going to be. I mean, I'm saying Baltimore's going to beat their butt, but I don't know by that point of the season what Baltimore is.
Right. Baltimore, I know, is going to be solid on defense. They've obviously got questions on offense.
Okay, so I threw out some other stuff, and I'll tweet out the story if you haven't seen it. I've got some fun stuff in there, but I'll ask you what you would have used for these. Best road trip to take if you're a fan this year?
Seattle.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it's going to be raining constantly, and the Texans are going to get slaughtered, but legal weed.
Yeah, that Seattle's the best. I mean, like, there's some cool – I think L.A. might be a cool trip, too.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to see many games in that stadium ever.
Right.
So that would be kind of cool.
I think Seattle would be the best one.
I think Seattle's the best one, though.
Best game to buy a ticket to see a Texans win?
God, I mean, I could – there's a three-way tie between Jacksonville, Cleveland, and San Francisco.
Yeah, Cleveland
should be up there.
I took Cleveland.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, okay. Cleveland, and San Francisco.
Yeah. Best game to avoid if you hate opposing fans taking over your stadium?
Well, besides the division games?
Yeah, but the division games, the fans don't take over. There's not enough.
There's a lot of
Steelers.
Colts fans. But Steelers. There's going to be a lot of Steelers fans.
Christmas.
And best game to pass out drunk and not have to watch?
At New England.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a midday game, though.
Well, that did start drinking early, man. Well,
you could also say Cleveland, San Francisco, or Jacksonville, because, you know, if it's a win, you can start drinking, get drunk, get lit, and then, you know, pass out, wake up, Texans win.
Yeah, but my point is, I'd rather just pass out and not have to watch a game where they're going to get their ass kicked.
By the way, that Steelers game is also going to be on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, they have a new deal there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, hey, guys, if you're looking to hire, we can help because we can hook you up with our friends at ZipRecruiter.com. And if you don't know where to post your job to find the best candidates, well, that's what ZipRecruiter does. If you just put it in one place, like say you go to a website that hires people in your area, well, that's not going to be enough. If you want the perfect hire, you've got to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yep, no juggling calls or emails to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses just like yours. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time. Try it for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/play.
We're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A couple things from Twitter. Double Down says, after last year, I think the Pats could start the guy who stole Brady's Super Bowl jersey at quarterback and still beat the Texans. Yeah, they won with a brisket last year. So, Lamont says, thank goodness the Patriots game's not in primetime. Now when we get dog stomped, it'll be a tree falling in the woods.
That's probably true.
Drunk Bevo says, you're way more bullish on the Texans than me. Don't trust Bob or the new DC. I have them going 5-7. Are they going to quit after 12 games?
Maybe they'll think that's what's best.
Yeah. Bubba says, win against New England and lose to Tennessee. I see you're still celebrating 420. Bubba, I think you are because you got it exactly the opposite of what I said. Said they'd get their ass kicked in New England and they'd win against Tennessee. So maybe you should back off the pipe there, brother. Patrick says, but it will be the first time Tony Romo gets to tell a national audience how glad he is to be up here with you, Jim, instead of down there. Yeah, well, especially after he sees whatever Texan quarterback getting whacked. Hey, this story we got to get to. We know the Texans need a quarterback, correct?
Yes.
What if they could get a quarterback that had Tom Brady's brain and Cam Newton's body? wouldn't you take that?
That would be amazing.
What about a guy who thinks he is going to be the greatest player in the history of the NFL?
Why don't you just tell me who it is, and I'll tell you my thoughts.
I'll give you a hint. He played at Notre Dame.
Joe Montana did not have Cam Newton's body.
Neither did Brady Quinn. Now, he now claims the comments were taken out of context, and which is also wrong. Okay, I'm going to defend Pro Football Talk today, believe it or not.
You know what's crazy, though? When I saw that headline, I had to read the entire thing.
To make sure, right?
Yeah, I had to skip. No, not just Pro Football Talk's article. I had to go back to USA Today that the article was originally written on, and I had to read the entire thing to make sure that they didn't take that out of context.
Yeah, the headline to the story, DeShone Kizer, I have Tom Brady's brain in Cam Newton's body.
Yeah, DeShone Kizer, Tom Brady's brain would never come up with something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Tom Brady's brain would also not say it was taken out of context. Because I'm going to read you his quote, and you tell me if that's taken out of context.
Okay.
Name a college quarterback who goes into the game plan meetings on Monday and throws his notes at the coaches. No one else game plans the way I do. No one else prepares the way I do. No one else knows football the way I do. No one else is as big as I am. No one else is as powerful a runner as I am. Pat Mahomes might throw the ball 80 yards, and I can only throw the ball 72, but I can guarantee he can't throw an out route the way I can. No one else can do what I do. And I've truly figured out in this process, if I can maximize all my potential in every aspect of the game, this is bold, I do have the ability to be the greatest quarterback to ever play. Imagine taking Brady's intellect and Brady's preparation and putting it on a guy with Cam Newton's body. Why can't I be the greatest? The only thing stopping me from it is me. That's what's driving me now. So that's not really unfair, that headline. I have Tom Brady's brain and Cam Newton's body. That's what he's saying, right?
That is what he said.
He also said, I have the ability to be the greatest quarterback to ever play. That could have been the headline.
Okay.
So how is that out of context?
Technically, it's not.
Okay. So now,
how many times would you expect someone with Tom Brady's brain and Cam Newton's body to go 4-8 in college?
Never.
I would think never, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Hmm. How many interceptions did he throw?
Niner.
Yeah.
Last year. Okay. Well, I mean, he didn't have a horrible year statistically, but he wasn't anything special, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He lost to Texas, for crying out loud.
He played okay in that game, though. Yeah, I'm glad he's confident in himself, but
how many times would someone with Cam Newton's body and Tom Brady's brain would he be 9-for-26 for 54 yards and an interception against North Carolina State and lose 10-3? Do you think that would ever happen?
I'm going to go with no. Yeah. Trunk Bevo says, Kizer just sold me, draft up for him. Hey, I like confidence, but I also like realism a little bit. So 713. Yeah, Robert says, if taken out of context means quoted what I said, then yeah, it was taken out of context. Okay. I have mixed feelings because I like guys to be confident, but
there's a difference between confidence and
delusional.
Yeah, nonsensical. Mm. That sounds like nonsense to me.
Brandon says Tom Brady's brain would have destroyed UT secondary. Yeah, there's that. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call from Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so you think Tom Savage is going to be that bad a quarterback?
There's been nothing in Tom Savage's history that makes me think he's going to be a good quarterback.
And what's the chances of the Rockets winning it all?
About 3%.
Well, they're 20-1.
Okay, that seems that's fair.
Yeah, they're 20-1. Just looking at the odds.
What is your point?
What, my point or his point?
Oh, did we hang up on him?
Yeah, I think it was just questions.
Yeah,
I think he was just. I think what he's trying to get at is that he was trying to paint us as Houston sports haters.
I don't know. But he was just asked. The Rockets right now are fourth favorite. They're 20-1 to win the title. Golden State at -240. The Cavs are +350, which I don't think I would touch the Cavs right now. Spurs +850, and the Rockets are 20-1 from there. So as far as Tom Savage goes, maybe he can play, but I haven't seen anything to indicate that he can. He hasn't been on the field long enough. When he has been out there, he hasn't been effective, and he's been hurt. So, you know, when you add all that up, if you're one of those guys who's saying, oh, well, I'm going to buy into what the Texans are selling me on Tom Savage, that he can play, you're totally taking it on faith. You're totally taking it on faith that he's going to be healthy and go out there and throw the ball all over the yard and be great. When not just what we've seen from him here, but go back to his college career, you didn't really see anything in him that would give you that indication he could be that guy.
Right.
You know what he is? I'll say this, and I may be eating these words week 10 when they're 8-2 and he's playing like an MVP candidate. Tom Savage is T.J. Yates. He's basically T.J. Yates, and I'm not even sure he's as good as T.J. Yates. He's got a nice arm. He's got nice size. He's a backup quarterback is what he is.
Yeah. But there was a time when everyone here thought T.J. Yates could play.
Well, T.J. Yates won a playoff game for you.
Yeah.
So,
but is T.J. Yates a starting quarterback in the NFL?
No, but you know what? He's the kind of guy I like to have as a backup. That if he has to play three or four games for you, you're not going to be embarrassed. You're not going to lose all four games.
Which would be fine if that's what Tom Savage was.
Right.
But that's not what they're asking Tom Savage to be this year.
I can't believe I said that, but I believe that. That I think I'd rather have T.J. Yates starting on this team right now.
T.J. Yates has a better history of staying healthy.
Yeah, and... Yeah, we shall see. But I hope I'm wrong.
But there are people who will say, how can you say T.J. Yates is better than Tom Savage? Even though they've never seen Tom Savage do anything right, like T.J. Yates has done. But because they haven't seen Tom Savage fail, there's this inherent belief that he can do it, which I don't understand.
Well, and
maybe I'm just a pessimist.
Well, and I don't want to say we haven't seen him fail. I mean, yeah, they beat the Bengals thanks to Fat Aggie missing a kick, but that was that offensive performance was worse than some of the stuff that Brock Osweiler did all year.
Yeah.
So that's your body of work. And I mean, my goodness, that was bad. But that's okay. That's going to be your guy who leads you. Now, and maybe he's had enough time in the system where he steps in and, you know, he's better than he's ever been in his life. And if that's the case, great, you're happy. And I'll be the first one to say, man, this guy's a lot better than I thought he was. I might be the second one. You might have to say it first.
Okay.
But I'll say it. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit I'm wrong, but.
I mean, I'll give you one positive about Savage. He can't be possibly worse than Brock Osweiler.
All right, you say that, but.
I'll take a 0-for-0 touchdown to interception ratio.
There's that. But like I said, the one game that we have to go on really is Cincinnati. And you do remember that game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking. Want to make sure. All right. Are we down to the last segment?
That's it.
Wow. Okay, well. Oh. We're not quite down to the
Sorry, that's
segment.
On me.
That's okay that it's on you. You know what? I'm going to give you some homework, John, because I don't think you're sleeping very well. And I think if you slept better, then you wouldn't make these mistakes. And you know how to sleep better, right? And you know how to save a bunch of money? You go to Texas Mattress Makers. And what they're going to do is they're going to put you on a mattress that works for you. And they're going to custom fit it. And they'll do the same thing for Teresa. And if you guys don't sleep the same way, that's okay. They're going to put a mattress together that works for you. because that's what they do. They take care of people who go in there to get sleep better and save money. And I guarantee it makes a difference, man. I never knew anything about mattresses until I got to know Yuval and the gang over there. And once I learned what goes into these, it made all the difference in the world. I sleep so much better now. And this is it, man. It's your last month to get the Amsterdam exclusively at Texas Mattress Makers. And they've got all size sets on sale, but you can get a king size. Price is all the way down to $499. You try to find a bed of that quality somewhere else for anywhere near that price. And because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you, you're saving at least 50% guaranteed. How about this? The Barcelona, the most popular bed sold at Texas Mattress Makers. Top of the line, unmatched quality, queen size now, $1,599. And you don't have to take my word for it. It's not just me. You know who else thinks Texas Mattress Makers is the number one mattress store on the planet? Yelp. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. And I'm telling you, man, not only do they make great mattresses and save you a bunch of money, well, they're also great in the community. And I'm telling you, these are terrific people who make a terrific product. You're going to be proud to do business with them. You tell them I sent you. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz for one more segment. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store. And download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. A lot said on Twitter, we say no one could be worse than Osweiler, but honestly, Mallett was. Mallett was pretty bad, too. I think, yeah, Osweiler at least had a couple of games where he wasn't hideous. I mean, on the whole, he wasn't good. I don't know that Ryan Mallett ever had a game where you looked at and said, wow, guy played decent. It could be worse.
Yeah.
You could throw a lot more interceptions than that guy did.
But I will say this, the Hoyer-Mallett combo was better than Osweiler.
Yeah. I mean, mainly because Hoyer was better.
Yeah.
I mean, Hoyer played pretty well, but when he melted down in those two games, it took you away from having any chance of even being competitive. And, you know, in the playoffs, you got to have somebody who doesn't do that. Of course, Osweiler did the same thing. Hey, let's squeeze on a quick phone call, and then we'll wrap it up with stupid stuff. Greg. Should be the last call of the week. What's up, Greg?
Sports guy.
Sports to you.
Yes, I got a question. I was just talking about Rockets. So I'm looking at the Rockets, and they're playing Oklahoma. What happens if the Rockets sweep Oklahoma? And I think they'll be playing the winner of San Antonio and Memphis next, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And the way San Antonio played last night, how would you fare with that game? I think the Rockets, the way they've been scoring lately is just unbelievable.
We lost him. I don't know what else he was going to ask.
I think
he was going to ask how would they match up against the Spurs. Let's hold off on that matchup until we see what happens tonight with the Rockets. I think the Rockets can beat the Spurs. I don't think it's likely that they beat the Spurs. I think the Spurs will be favored and deservedly so. I think if the Rockets play out of their mind for four games, they can win the series, but they're also going to have games where they don't play so well. And that may happen tonight. We may see them go out there and totally donkey it tonight. But, my opinion's not going to change based on one Spurs loss from last night. I expected them to lose a game to the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
I expect the Rockets to lose a game to the Thunder.
But if the Rockets sweep the Thunder and the Spurs win in six against the Grizzlies, it doesn't change my opinion on who I would pick in the Spurs-Rockets
because
series.
The matchups between the Spurs and the Rockets are going to be the same regardless of what they do against these other teams.
And there's so much rest in between each game that playing a game five or six versus playing only four isn't that massive of a deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. I know I know we have to. People want to react to what happened last night and do it instantly, but let's let the series play out. And you know, who knows if Kawhi Leonard gets hurt in the series, that absolutely changes my opinion of what happens between the Rockets and the Spurs. Just like if James Harden blows a knee tonight, you got no chance.
Right?
You're probably not getting past OKC if that happens. So let's let it play out, guys. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Jesse.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Whoa, that's just wonderful.
That's clever.
Yeah, that is so good. I hope you die in a car accident, Jesse. I do. It's one less wooer.
Seems a little harsh.
Hey, there's a real radio star here, man. It's our buddy producer Eric from KRBE is here. That's big time.
That's right.
Rula and Ryan.
One day Jong will be that big.
Yeah.
Or as big as Rula. No one's bigger than Rula in this town.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
I
you agree, Fred?
Yeah, what you said.
Maybe you should send Tom Savage flowers.
Maybe set it up for where he's going to get flowers on opening day. And then you can probably project his funeral about week four.
Unless he, you know, injures himself sniffing the flowers or something.
That's true.
Oh, he could cut a finger if you're not careful. Kevin.
We really love your show down here, whatever we get. I mean, sometimes the wind changes and we can't quite get your signal. I've been listening to your show since you were on in the mid-afternoon when Dave Tepa helped you guys get out of that thing with you pepper spraying John, because I'm pretty sure he did. But again, I love your movie, man. I mean, I love your show. That's all I had to say.
Getting a lot of day early for 420 celebrations. Was that Matthew McConaughey? Sounds like happy hour started early.
In my illustrious broadcast career, I've never won a Marconi Award.
What can we do to change that?
I don't know whose bleep I've got to bleep.
I'm happy to help however I can. I appreciate it, y'all.
All right.
Thanks,
if Sarah. I find the right bleep for you to bleep, I'm going to hit you up and ask you to do that for me. Thank you, Sarah.
That's just, what the hell are they cheering
for? What is that?
I'm guessing they just finished their first television episode.
Oh, you right.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, no, I have to say...
Hey!
Ooh, yeah, wonderful.
I wish there was someone to bleep our bleeps every day we walked out of the show, right?
Tomorrow is opening day at Constellation Field. April 20th. First pitch, 7:05. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. And whoever wins, please do not start the woo at Constellation Field, okay?
Woo!
Don't get that going there.
Woo!
Caller 12.
Woo!
Woo!
I think there's only one way to clean up your filthy mouth.
Balls.
No.
That's no. It. That's
and penis. Don't. No, penis, not that penis. Either.
Yeah, that's actually
no,
it.
Not that's not going to do it either. That's not going to clean it up. It's going to make it worse.
No,
but
that's the only thing I could think of.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, my. Another fun week.
Good times.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I'm going to give everybody good grades today. I think it's been a strong week. I feel pretty good about it. I feel even better about next week. All right. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Get out and do something fun. We will see you back here on Monday. Great job, Jong Lee. A+. Great job, AJ Hoffman. A+. Decent job, me. C-. We'll be back on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.